You're tuned in to the Golden Hammers Tech Watch. I'm Darisha Wayne. As you may have heard around the net, or on the newsstand, Time magazine has named, quote-unquote, you as the person of the year. According to the article, they're referring to the you in YouTube. The article is really about what they call the rise of citizen-created media, whether it's people posting YouTube videos, writing blogs, or editing sites like Dig or Wikipedia. In the tech space, it seems like everyone is talking about this, and it looks like I'm not alone in having a pretty cynical first reaction. Blogging has been popular for a good number of years now, podcasting has been pretty mainstream for well over a year, and YouTube has been going strong for long enough that it attracted Google to come over and buy it. So what exactly happened in the citizen-created media space this year that made the folks at Time take notice? I'd argue that the major change this year was that traditional media outlets started using the same technologies that you and I use to publish our content. Major TV and radio stations are podcasting some of their content, movies use video podcasts as advertising, newspapers blog, and even Time magazine itself offers a handful of blogs and a podcast. But whether Time is trying to cash in on the popularity of user-created content, or myself and other watchers are just overly suspicious of big media, there really are some important differences between homegrown media and the corporate stuff. People talk about differences like freedom, diversity of content, quality and editorial control, but I think the major difference is direction. Traditional media is one way, from them to us. But citizen media is at least two-way. In some cases, it's more like a complex interchange than a highway. I regularly watch a particular video podcast, The Show with Say Frank, which has a lot of viewer-contributed material. The show has been produced for about 9 months, and I've been watching for almost half that time. There's a very active community. For example, one viewer is currently traveling across the U.S. using only other viewers for transportation and lodging. Say Frank, the producer of the show, recently spent an episode asking us, the viewers, what we think our relationship is with him. This sparked a great deal of conversation in the forum, and it really got me thinking. Lots of people have responded with metaphors, like the relationship between lovers, a teacher and student, even a cult leader and his followers. That there are such divergent answers, and even that there are answers at all, is what I think is remarkable. Say's question was interesting, but much more interesting is that he asked it, and that we are answering it. What makes citizen media new and interesting isn't that it's a blog, or a video, or anything particularly technological. What makes it interesting and different and important is that it's a relationship. It might be a standoffish relationship, where the creator and the consumers have little conversation, or it can be as collaborative as Wikipedia, where the line between creator and consumer is blurry at best. Time magazine and its counterparts may have blogs and post their readers' comments, but it's not a dialogue. Traditional media has positioned itself as an authority of information and opinion, and that position divides it from its consumers. Citizen media is peer-to-peer, in much more than a technological sense, and that's why it's popular and important, and why I think it will eventually replace traditional media. People are social creatures. We like to be able to engage with each other, and as that becomes easier and easier to do, one-way communication becomes less and less compelling. So in short, who cares what Time thinks? I'd rather know what you think. Send email to goldenhammer@darusha.ca or leave a comment on the weblog at goldenhammer.darusha.ca. Or heck, send me an MP3, post a video to YouTube. You know how to do it. This is TechWatch, and we're keeping an eye on your stuff.